That's a clip from Wireless by Italian band Joy Cut from their album Pieces of Us Were Left on the Ground. They're coming to Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah along with some other musical acts. Kate Lochte is with me in the studio. We're joined on the phone by Landy Bryant Green.
Landy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm excited for you. You know, I was really tickled when you said, hey, I've got some great music coming up. And then when I researched it a little bit, I was impressed that it, in fact, is great. This band, Joy Cut, from Bologna, Italy, has a backstory to it, and I want you to talk about that.
Well, how we booked them was actually through our Paducah Convention and Visitors Bureau worked on application sometime years ago to be designated as a UNESCO city as part of the network, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organizations. And we're one of only two in the United States that have been designated, which is through the quilting that we have going on in our community. But it's going to offer a lot of partnerships, and this is kind of the first one that's come through. So we're so excited.
Congratulations to you. And, you know, I think this is sort of a sleeper designation. You know what I mean? We all heard the announcement, but we didn't realize the import of the international network that it created. So, did you know about Joy Cut before this partnership?
I did not. But I know I had heard of several of the bands that they had opened up for and toured with, like The Editors, Art Brute, Modest Mouse, a lot of people know about, Arcade Fire, and Sebado. So I'd heard of many of those bands, which made me want to check into them a little more. And it just kind of worked out. We tried to find a date, which was kind of difficult on our calendar. We've got lots of stuff going on in March. So it's a Wednesday, which is a little tough, but we're so excited to have them and welcome them to Paducah.
It's next Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
It is. It's the 5th.
At 7 o'clock at Maiden Alley Cinema near the riverfront in downtown Paducah. Matt McGee is all about music, and the South by Southwest Festival is kind of special.
It definitely is. I had been, probably a decade ago to South by Southwest when it was just mainly music, and now they've incorporated film as well, which is, of course, our wheelhouse here at Maiden Alley. But, they're one of 10 bands, 10 international bands not to miss, have been listed as that on several websites.
And I believe, Matt, do we have South by Southwest on our website at this time, or the click to NPR's coverage?
Yeah, when NPR has coverage, more coverage about South by Southwest, we'll be sure to link to that on our website. Yeah, so you can find out more about the bands that are coming out there.
Yeah, we'd all like to go, of course, but
we depend
on NPR folks who are always there to bring us the best.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Joy Cut underneath us as we're speaking. How would you describe the music? The PR says a mesmerizing and conceptual sound based on dilated and biting electro sound. Matt, does
well,
that
sounds good to me? Yeah,
it is awesome, and I think a lot of people kind of categorize that as like house music or kind of like, you know, kind of transient beats and things like that. It is kind of that. Another thing that I've seen said is ghoulish, playful post-punk that sounds eerily just like heaven, which I think is kind of a cool explanation. But what's neat with them is we're going to utilize the screen, and they have created a visual imagery to go along with their music, which is why this is kind of the perfect venue for them.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because we've actually seen the same phenomenon at concerts with the Dirt Daubers before at
Maiden
Alley Cinema. And good for you for the lineup just 2 days after Joy Cut. You've got J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers, plus the Hootin' Hollers and...
Yep, and the Whistle Pigs.
It's the Whistle Pigs that I find joy in. I don't know, the name of the band just makes me happy.
It's pretty great. They're from Southern Illinois, and they have never played. We've booked the Hootin' Hollers for a couple of events that didn't happen at Maiden Alley that were at other venues. So they are excited. They love coming to Paducah, and they always get a good crowd around here, but they haven't played on the stage in Maiden Alley, so they're pretty pumped
to come.
And then the Dirt Daubers, J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers are headed to South by Southwest as well, I think after this weekend.
Wow. I was going to say J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers have kind of ascended, don't you think?
They're amazing. And I'm really, J.D. always will put his head down and say no, but he's a lot of the reason we've made connections with a lot of the bands that have come through here, because they travel so much and they give, and he loves this town so much, and he's a big advocate for it when he travels around. Well, this region, not just this town, but, you know, it's where a lot of his heart is and a lot of his music comes from.
I've been reading on his latest book about barn dances in Kentucky, and it is an exhaustive review of barn dances in Kentucky. I made it through Western Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't mess around. If he's going to do research, he's going to do it.
I mean, he's all into it, but it's just great. How, I mean, when I listen to J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers, the idea of full of beans comes to mind. I mean, they really rip into the music they offer. But you characterize it, Landy.
Well, and I think what's cool about it, too, is that J.D. is such a showman. Mm-hmm. And people that were familiar with his older band, the Shack Shakers. Yeah, I don't know why that just left me. I used to follow them around like a little, I don't know. I love them
groupie.
So much. Like a groupie, yeah. But now they're just a little more tame, but they've still got a little bit of that edge. So he calls it, you know, a lot of it roots-based tunes with a little swamp blues kind of mixed in. But he still definitely has that character being on stage and putting on a show, whereas even if you aren't in love with their music, you're highly entertained by watching them, which is what I tell a lot of people about the music that's here. Like, you might not love that genre, but come check it out, because when it's live, it's a completely different story.
It's a celebration, that's for sure. J.D. Got drawn from the audience at the Junior Wells concert at the Riverfront in Paducah years and years ago, and went uh-huh. upstage and played harmonica with him, and it was quite a show then, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was just wonderful.
Well, I was lucky enough to have them play at my wedding, so that was just a joyous time.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So this great lineup, Joy Cut on Wednesday at 7, J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers with the Hootin' Hollers, and the Whistle Pigs,
mm-hmm.
Friday at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket prices are?
Ticket prices for Joy Cut are 8 ahead of time. You can get them online, or 10 at the door. And for the Friday show, it's 12 ahead of time, or there'll be 15 at the door. And let me tell you, for that Friday show, we're selling tickets pretty quickly. So you might want to get on those if you want to save a couple bucks.
Well, I want to ask you, this is sort of a surprise question, but
sure.
I want to ask you about Ask Roulette coming up.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Well, that is with the Basque House Radio Group, and it's been done in larger cities, but not any place as small as Paducah or this area, I don't think. But basically, two people get up, there's a partition, and they sit on some stools and are forced to answer questions. And if they want to move on and invite somebody else from the audience to come down, then they have to answer truthfully and honestly. And it can get, you know, anything's open. So it can, you know, nobody under 16 should come. But it'll be a lot of fun, because it's really, people aren't limited in what they can say. The Solid Rocket Boosters are going to play, and Matt Yeager's going to be there to do a little guitar and improv from what people say. So it's going to be really interesting. We're all kind of anxious to see how it turns out.
When's that going to be?
That is on March 13th.
Excellent. Well,
at 7.
I'm going to try to get you back to speak more about that with Rebecca Feldhaus.
That would be great.
Adams.
Well, and then we have a punk show that next Thursday, and then we're doing the Battle of the Bands for WKMS on the next Thursday.
Yahoo! So we'll have three finalists in the house, and should be a big night.
That's going to be fun.
Landy Bryant-Green, thank you so much for bringing all this activity to our community, and congratulations.
Well, it's a pleasure, but I want to remind people to not forget that we are an art house and we show lots of great films as well.
Amen.
Yep.
What's on this weekend?
We've got American Made Movie this weekend. It's a documentary about when big business or big corporate entities close down and how that affects a community, which is kind of relevant right now. So we're doing that. And then the following weekend, we've got Nebraska, which was nominated for an Oscar.
Sure enough. Well, good
yeah,
for you.
Got some good stuff. Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Landy Bryant-Green is Executive Director of Maiden Alley Cinema, an art house and a music venue in downtown Paducah.
Thanks, Kate. This is Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program.